Hello, reality TV fans. I'm Juliette Littman, and I want to tell you about our brand new Ringer reality TV podcast. On the feed right now, we are covering the Bachelor franchise with Amelia Wedemeyer, The Challenge with winner Johnny Bananas, Survivor with Survivor winner Tyson Apostle, and The Great British Bake Off with my colleagues Amelia and Kate Halliwell. Plus, Callie Curry and I pop on there sometimes talking about our best love shows. So follow the Ringer reality TV podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
30 yes. minutes.
Celebrity heavy week this week.
I like it.
Me too. But we're going to begin with a story that I candidly don't understand. A restaurant has to pay its employees $140,000 in damages after they hired a fake priest. And they use that priest to ask their workers questions to find out about them, like being late or slacking off.
No, it's a confession thing.
Yeah.
Let me take this as the Christian person,
okay?
Who understands just as much, probably less about Christianity than you do.
I'm about to say, I understand confession.
Well, you didn't use the word. It was they have to confess about the things that they've done at the workplace. But like, imagine, I'm putting myself in the shoes of these people that work at the taqueria.
Okay.
Right? And the boss comes into the break room. And it's like, hey, this is Father Steve, and he's here to listen to your confessions about things you've done wrong at the workplace. No way am I telling the truth.
Of course.
No way.
But what is the law that's been broken? That's what I don't understand.
Oh, there's other things. Like deep in the article, it was like they use the tip money for the manager's bonuses, which is just insane. Just a huge violation. And I also think it must be illegal to lie to your employees about a priest coming in.
What law? Like what? How is that illegal? It's just lying.
I can't believe you're on management's side on this one.
I don't.
This is a wild stance for you to take this early in the podcast, Juliette. Your team management.
No. I don't
understand. Yes, you are.
I'm not picking a side.
You are.
No, I'm not. I don't understand the law that's been broken. And the article doesn't say. What you're referring to is it says the investigators also found the restaurant denied employees overtime pay.
Managers
were paid bonuses from the employee tip pool. And some
Wrong
employees
on
paid,
so many levels.
But that's not illegal.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
You can't pay the managers from the tip money.
Says who?
It's for the servers.
But like, that's just like ethics. It's not the law.
Oh, no. There's got to be a law about that.
We don't
know if there's a law or not, but that's just illegal as far as I'm concerned.
It's like a cash business. So how do you even regulate it, you know?
I can't believe you're like, how is this illegal? Let me tell you this. It's illegal because the judge awarded them the settlement. So it's illegal.
No. That's not saying...
They might not have written specific laws about impersonating a priest to get people to confess their workplace sins, but because that is not distinctly covered in the law books, they have a judge to hear the case and then award the employees the money.
My question stands. What law do they break?
Like lying? Impersonating an officer?
Lying,
I don't know.
Lying's not illegal.
Impersonating
just
a priest? Is that illegal?
No.
It's not?
I don't think so.
What about Ben Affleck in The Town? He robs a bank.
Does he impersonate a priest?
None.
I haven't seen that movie in a really long time. I liked it, but I was distracted by Blake Lively in it. Anyway, I'd love someone to explain it to me.
See, I'm going the other way.
I'm not a management side, but I don't understand. But I also agree with you. Why would you
ever tell the truth?
I don't know.
I mean, they must be very pious people because they feel like they're obligated to tell the truth and confess their sins. But this is also just a really bad idea at its core. Like, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll buy a priest outfit, put Cousin George in it, and tell them that they need to confess to Cousin George, and then we'll find out who's stealing money from the cash register. This is just ridiculous. They did it at four different locations. Another thing, I was like, $140,000 seems a little light to me. How many employees are there? There's four locations. Let's say there's 10 employees per location. That's 40 people chopping up 140 grand. That's going to get you like, you know, not, like a $3,600.
I know. It's not that much, but I mean, okay. I went to the Department of Labor's website. Here's some follow-up information about the actual crime that or law that was broken.
Okay, thank you.
The court's May 8th, 2023 action follows an investigation by the department's wage and hour division that found the taqueria denied employees overtime pay for over 40 hours in a work week, a violation of the Fair Labor Standard Act. So the issue is that they denied them their wages. Has nothing to do with the priest.
This reminds me of like the NBA playoffs when they like, they challenge one thing and they end up getting like caught for something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we think that's a foul. It's like, oh, we actually traveled.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with the priest. The priest is just the headline.
Yes.
But Jacoby, I need to give you credit. You were right. It follows. They also learned the employers paid managers from the employee tip pool illegally, threatened employees with retaliation and adverse immigration consequences for cooperating with the department. So also the retaliation. I thought there was probably like a abuse of power situation here with immigration.
You thought that? Maybe?
Well, specifically with immigration, because there's a lot of, because it is cash business.
Of course.
And like, you know, a lot of undocumented workers. Anyway. They fired someone who they believe complained to the department. So the priest had nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do with, but also they had to pay $140,000, which seems light to me.
For all those offenses, I agree.
It seems light. And also it's like, and there was a $5,000 fine. $5,000?
Very low.
At four locations. They ran the same thing four times.
That's like not enough to discourage you from doing this again.
Still, counterpoint. You have to be kind of an idiot if you really tell the truth to the priest.
Definitely.
You're provided by your workplace, asking you questions about your workplace. Violations.
It's really.
I'd be like, I once stole a binder clip from the supply closet. Can I leave now?
There's the only times that you have to tell the truth is when you're under oath. Like, you don't even have to tell the truth to the doctor. You should, but you don't have to.
I'm not a very religious person, but I think you're supposed to tell the truth to like God. I don't know. I think you're supposed to.
I've never
confessed, but I think you're supposed to tell the truth.
Well,
I would definitely not tell the whole truth if I confessed. I would say some bad stuff I did, but I wouldn't like say all the really bad stuff I did.
Well, I look forward to the priest who gets your confession. It'll be like half truths.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Let's move on.
This is my favorite story of the week.
Brooklyn Beckham. Are you familiar with his online like cooking presence in general?
I think we've talked about him before, yeah.
He does a lot of cooking videos.
Yes.
And he is not good at cooking. And also the video quality is like also not very high end. It's just a running joke that he's bad at cooking videos, but he's a cooking influencer.
Guess what? I'm zagging. I'm going pro Brooklyn Beckham on this.
Okay. So what happened was
Fried chicken looked good, did it not?
He was being razzed for using like a very expensive coconut oil to fry his chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, use something cheaper, bro. And yeah, it looked okay. I don't know.
Here's my thing.
Yes.
They're like, normal people use cheaper oils. You can also strain the oil and reuse it. This is ridiculous. You're using this expensive avocado oil to cook your fried chicken, which did look good.
Yeah.
Admit that part.
Sure.
Chicken looked good.
Sure.
Dua Lipa is in a Versace ad now.
Uh-huh.
No one's in the comments like, you can buy a cheaper bikini. Those are $5,000 bikinis. Why don't you buy a bikini from H&M that only costs $50? This is ridiculous. It's a luxury brand that is sponsoring him. So he's using it. Like, what's the problem here? They're his sponsor.
I do think people really like to hate on Brooklyn Beckham.
I'm defending Brooklyn Beckham here.
That's what I'm saying.
Tell me how the Versace bikini is any different than the avocado oil.
Because the Versace bikini to begin with is not really practical. He's supposed to be doing like tips for home and using your chosen avocado oil.
Yeah, chosen avocado oil. That's what paid me to do this video. So I'm using it.
I think the point is just that he's a bad cook. But he pretends like
chicken
he's good.
Chicken looked good to me.
I didn't realize that he had changed his Instagram name to Brooklyn Peltz Beckham, a la Jay-Z, Sean Carter Knowles.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh, Peltz is
his wife's maiden name. And I guess they're both now Peltz Beckham.
Sean Carter Knowles?
I believe that's what
Jay-Z's... Why not Sean Knowles Carter? How's this work? I don't know how this works, but I'd put my name last if I hyphenated.
A lot of people do that. This is also the subject of an episode of Friends. So I'm trying to decide the name for Ross's child.
Don't watch Friends.
I know. And I just was like, huh, he's a real wife guy now. Brooklyn Beckham.
Question about Brooklyn Beckham.
Yep.
Why does he have an English accent?
I thought about that too.
Slightly English accent.
He primarily grew up in England.
Until
like, I think his like teens.
It plays. It's like a mild English accent. It's like an English accent on like 3 out of 10.
He's in his 20s. So like he spent his formative language years in England.
Second question. The fried chicken video in question is him saying, let's cook some fried chicken. And then like an R&B 90s slow jam for 40 seconds. Like there's no like, and now I'm going to put the flour, soak this for 2 hours. There's no instructions.
None.
It's just like a jam while he cooks chicken. I liked it. It was not informative in any way, shape, or form. If I wanted to cook that chicken, I would need to find another resource of the recipe perhaps. But I just like the idea. He's like, vibe with this R&B jam for a little bit while I cook.
It feels like he's just like impersonating a cooking influencer, but he's not actually one. I think that's sort of the crux of why people object to Brooklyn Beckham's content.
I love Brooklyn Beckham. I'm going the other way.
I'm not really weighing. I'm just trying to like explain why I think this happens.
If he was rich and famous and like slightly Nepo.
Slightly.
Would he be getting this kind of hate? If he was just like a guy, no one would be like, hey, this guy is impersonating a food influencer.
But that's the point of nepotism. He's getting attention because he's Brooklyn Beckham. And also, I just want to be clear, his in-laws are way, way richer than his parents, who are also extremely rich. So he's like...
Oh, he married rich too?
Yeah, he married this girl named Nicola Peltz, and her father is named Nelson Peltz, and he tried to do a hostile takeover of the Disney board recently, but didn't work.
Oh, really? Shout out to Bob Iger.
Yeah. So he's
coming
like,
up later, Disney.
So that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just say he's not just some guy. That's the point. It's about equity, not equality.
Chicken look good. And he's using the sponsored avocado oil.
He's certainly fulfilling his sponsorship obligations.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
And I also feel like people are mad at him for doing SponCon, but it's like he's his own person who wants his own revenue streams. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to just constantly like ask mom and dad for money. Like he's allowed to try to make money and capitalize on his fame. I'm not mad at this. He didn't choose to be Brooklyn Beckham. He was born Brooklyn Beckham.
The amount of money he could possibly be getting from Chosen Foods has to be like... literally a penny compared to the combined wealth of him and his wife.
But listen, when they get together for Boxing Day or whatever they do, at least he's got something to say. Like, what are you up to? He's like, oh, I'm doing my SponCon food stuff. You know, it's like he's not just like, I'm doing nothing. I work out.
You're being really supportive.
And then yeah.
That's nice of you.
I like Brooklyn Beckham.
Okay, that's
great.
Bad
name, though. Bad name.
Okay. Moving on. We've got a theft. And it happened at a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not of liquor. Jacoby. What was stolen?
Inglewood, Florida. In the dark of night, a man reverses up to a liquor store. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Goes inside the liquor store.
Okay.
Loads the goods that he stole into the back of the pickup truck. Now, one would think cases of beer, bottles of expensive champagne. Like a supermarket sweep, you would get the most expensive and valuable things. No. He stole a statue of the Captain Morgan pirate. Almost life-size if the Captain Morgan pirate was about 4 feet tall. Large.
It's large, yeah.
Fills up the back of the pickup truck. Now, some notes. Not a single drop of liquor was stolen.
Not a single drop.
If you are going to perform larceny on a liquor store, and let's say your target was the Captain Morgan statue, wouldn't you just, on the way out, grab a couple bottles?
But he didn't even go inside, right? Because this thing was outside.
I wondered that too. It looked like the garage door was closed.
I thought this was like a statue that was standing outside. It was like a promo thing.
I thought he entered.
Oh, I just assumed it was outside.
I think if it was outside and unlocked and chained, that's not even theft.
That's just
walking by and grabbing something off the ground. And then I called the sheriff's office to get more information.
Yes.
To the non-emergency number. So I wasn't like, you know,
you weren't
taking
anyone's
time. Yeah. And they picked up and I said, hello, I'm calling about the Captain Morgan statue theft. And the kind woman on the other line said, what? I said, I'm calling about the Captain Morgan statue theft. She said, what? I said, are you familiar with the statue of the Captain Morgan guy that got stolen from a liquor store? And she said, no. And then my subway came and I had to hang up anyway. And I called back and they didn't pick up.
What would you have said next?
I would say, do you have any more information? I'm a serious journalist that works on a food outlet.
I really wish you could have gotten to talk to her.
And if they would have said, like, what's your name? I would have said, Juliet Littman.
Please don't ever use my name in vain.
There's so much God in this show.
Well, it's thematic. Let's move on. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Do you know him? Antetokounmpo?
Sure.
I think that was pretty good. It's a lot of syllables.
More of a Wembanyama guy nowadays.
Well, that's a lot easier to say. Yeah. Giannis, fun-loving, joyous man that he is.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a Canadian candy company.
Invested in. I don't believe he bought it.
He said on his Instagram, I bought it.
Oh!
Did he? So it depends who you ask.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said on his own social media, he's like, I bought a candy company.
Good for him.
Giannis is just such a lovely, happy guy. So this came to my attention because he's been sending out like influencer packages to people on Instagram as part of the marketing campaign for now being either an investor or an owner of this new candy brand.
I must not have my new address.
Candy Funhouse. And that's the name of it. And the people he's been targeting with the influencer packages are people who are on the challenge.
He loves the challenge.
He loves the challenge.
Known to love the challenge.
And so he sent Wes Bergman.
What about Bananas? Did Bananas get one?
I don't think so, but I think also Bananas been traveling. He's always traveling.
Can you text him?
I will text him and ask.
No, text him now. We'll get a response by the end of the show.
Sure.
I'll fill time. So Giannis is known to be eating. It says in the article he's known to eat candy on the sidelines during the game. Is that a real thing?
I don't think that's true.
I would have known about that. Yeah, it's like, that's not a real thing. He's just a delightful, bubbly guy. And I've not associated Giannis with candy, but one thing I really love about the story, it's the Antetokounmpo family formed a company, Ante, and that company then, I guess, invested in the candy company. But I like that he's bringing his brothers in.
Yeah, he does everything with his family. It's very sweet. He's like a total family man. Yeah, it's very nice. I love that he loves the challenge. If you were buying a candy company and you had like a limited number of influencer candy boxes to send out, who would you prioritize?
Probably people with larger platforms than the people in the challenge.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in like niche marketing of like people who have like a really ardent
following? Well, I want people that can amplify. I would, like a podcast like this, I would be like, I'll send it to them so then they talk about it.
So you think we have a more persuadable audience than Wes Bergman?
I don't think in the challenge interviews, like, hey, Wes, what type of candy have you been eating lately? You know what I mean? I think it comes up.
I know about it because he posted about it.
Wes did?
Yeah.
That's great. Do I not follow Wes?
I don't know.
Did Bananas text back yet?
Not yet. I'll keep you posted.
Good for Giannis.
Good for Giannis. Yeah, he's doing great. All right. Next.
And whatever happens, it's the candy company, whether it succeeds or not, it's not a failure, as we learned from his post-series press conference against the Heat.
Yeah, he's...
No such thing as a failure.
He's such a positive guy.
I love that guy.
I do too. Like, he's just so wonderful. All right, moving on. Sriracha shortage. Jacoby, where do you stand on sriracha?
I love sriracha. I like to think that I was early on sriracha at my favorite Vietnamese restaurant on Baxter Street. I called it chicken sauce because it had chicken on it. And I used it in the late 90s. So I think I was pretty early on sriracha or chicken sauce. But one thing about this is I didn't realize that it's sort of like that chicken sauce that everyone's imagining right now is sort of like the Kleenex of tissues.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's what you associate with it. But I always thought sriracha was a brand, not necessarily the sauce.
Right. It's the sauce, though.
Yeah. What's it called? Hua Foods or something?
Hui Fong Foods. A lot's been written about this company, actually.
Yeah, we did a whole thing on it for like 5 minutes.
Anyway, there was a real...
Really interesting origin story for this sauce, by the way.
Poor climate conditions. Their red jalapeno crop in Mexico this year was not what people were expecting. And there's now a sriracha shortage.
No, this particular sriracha shortage.
Yes, this particular one.
My wife got the Trader Joe's substitute one time. No difference. None at all.
And so people are stealing it. That's the point.
In Northern California.
Yeah. 28-ounce bottles are selling for $30 in Oakland.
And usually four.
It's insane. $30.
Go to Trader Joe's and get the substitute.
I just can't believe it, though.
No chance I'm spending that much on sriracha.
Me neither. I mean, it's too spicy for me, obviously. What was you like Tapatio as well.
Love Tapatio.
You used to keep that on your desk at Grantland.
Love Tapatio and add it to the hummus. So much. I always have hot sauce at all of my workplaces. And, Sriracha Secret, little tip, little user-friendly tip for our listeners. Starbucks has Sriracha packets, and you can ask for them. And they give a little kick to sort of all of their breakfast foods.
That is a great tip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really go to Starbucks anymore. It's fallen out of my rotation.
Are you using the app?
No.
Get the app. You'll get in there.
No, I mean, first of all, it's iced coffee season, as you know. It's a take my own from home situation for me. I've really come to love one cafe in my neighborhood because they brew La Colombe for the iced coffee. So I just go there all the time now. Mm. Anyway. All right. Next. Francis Ford Coppola has a winery, Coppola Wines.
Of course.
I've been there actually a few times.
Huh.
Yeah.
Few times.
Yeah.
Multiple visits.
When I lived in San Francisco, it was like a good destination.
Huh.
Not that far. Easy to reach.
Is it good wine?
It was okay. I don't know.
Like it's a nice, like, middle of the road, $25 a bottle type of thing.
I think it's actually a little bit cheaper.
It's not like, but it's not like Barefoot.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not like 7-Eleven wine.
No.
Yeah. I once bought 7-Eleven wine and brought it home. And my wife was like, what are you doing?
I don't think they have it at CVS. So.
Yeah. No, 7-Eleven like has wine. And my wife's like, that's like wine specifically for 7-Eleven. It's got like a lower alcohol. It's like not even grapes. She's like, just no, get this out of my face.
You bought cough syrup.
I was like, you asked for wine.
They have an annual competition where you can submit like the best pizza recipe. Mm-hmm. And as part of this annual competition, the marketing for it, they have, a number you can call.
Text.
And they will tell you what wine to pair with your pizza.
So and you know, I'm a pizza professional.
Yes,
also
of course.
A journalist.
Of course.
So I texted the number.
Okay.
Didn't get a response.
Oh, no.
It well, does I, say July and August.
July. It says July 1st.
Do you think they'll respond later? Do you think July 1st I'll get a response?
That's a great question. I don't know, but I really I like this idea a lot in theory because I would love to have like a service I can just have like texting while I'm in the wine shop. But I don't feel like this is a broad enough service. Like
10
they don't.
Minutes.
This doesn't indicate to me they're like asking you questions about your pizza outside of what ingredients, like what are like the main tastes? And I just feel like it needs to be more specific. But I like the idea in general.
As someone who's using a lot of ChatGPT lately, what would you prompt this text if you were going to get a pizza? Like, what would you type in there?
You should answer because you're the one who's using it a lot. I never use it. I have never used it.
I said, what wine would you pair with a well-done pepperoni, onions and pepper pizza?
And they didn't
no response.
Did you put it in ChatGPT?
No, but stand by. I'll copy and paste that real quick.
We're waiting on bananas while you're waiting.
Watch how quick this works. I love ChatGPT. I ask it everything.
I never use it. All right, let's do one more story before we get into
our
taste test.
Watch how quickly I get a response from these people. I'm sorry, that machine, whatever it is. Oh, here we go. When pairing beverages with well-done pepperoni, onion, and pizza, you have several options to consider. Here are a few popular choices. Beer, red wine, soft drinks. A lot of information here. Iced tea. This is not what I wanted.
But I think you should say what kind of red wine.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Next and last story before our taste test. This is a really, really good one. There is a bar in Washington, D.C. named Dubliner.
There's the D.C. Dubliner.
The D.C. Dubliner. I think that's just what they were calling it in the article. They're both called Dubliner. And there's,
oh, maybe that was
they're trying to differentiate.
Okay, yes. That's even more ridiculous.
There's a bar called Dubliner in Washington, D.C.
Everywhere there's a bar called Dubliner. There's probably multiple in Manhattan alone.
That's what the article says, too. Yeah. There's also one in Boston.
There's everywhere there's a Dubliner.
According to a Google search in this article from universalhub.com, Dubliner pubs also exist in St. Paul, Omaha, Phoenix, Dallas, New Hope, Pennsylvania, Lake Tahoe,
there's
New York.
There's so many more than
Kansas
that.
Kansas City, San Francisco, Tampa, Mornington, Australia.
Every
Thailand,
fucking where.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
The one in D.C. is filed a lawsuit demanding that the one in Boston change its name. And
it's ridiculous.
There's literally no way they could win.
No reason. And it feels personal. I went into the comments on this one. If you scroll down, it gets a little weird. People start naming names and apparently Apple is suing. It's like it gets weird in the comments on this one, as you would expect.
There's not even like an official beverage of one or the other. This is just a name.
No, they have a Dubliner. There's a Dubliner ale, I believe. They don't even serve
it.
But
they
DC
don't
one.
Own it. It's all Dubliner Amber Ale. It's just another Dubliner brand.
Yeah, but it's on, like, it's like New Yorker, like the New Yorker magazine suing someone calling themselves a New Yorker.
It's
like, you don't own this.
It's possible they have a trademark on that title. We'd have to check that.
Maybe for magazines, but not for like humans using the term.
Sure.
If I opened a bar called the New Yorker, the magazine cannot sue me.
Yeah, it's like having like a even something more generic, like Main Street Toys or whatever. Like, there's a Main Street in every town or whatever. It's just absolutely outrageous.
This feels personal. This feels like there's two dudes
someone
that own
defected.
These bars that hate each other.
Yeah, someone defected. They like know each other for a long time.
Yeah, he was a bartender
some kind of
at the
rivalry.
One. This is definitely personal.
It's a great one. Can't wait to see how this one nets
it
out.
It is a good one.
All right, let's get into our taste test.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Today's taste test, Sunny D Vodka Seltzer, 95 calories, 4.5% alcohol by volume.
Usually they're 5, a little less than normal, but I can deal with it.
Okay.
One thing I love is producer Mike was like, it's good. I'm like, how do you know? He's like, oh, I bought myself a pack.
He was
Shout
excited.
Shout to producer Mike.
Mike, did you drink Sunny D a lot as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
And as did I, and that's where I want to start this. Okay. This is kind of not okay.
Sunny D is a child's drink.
Yeah, it is like exclusively for children. There is no grown person over 25 that just goes to the supermarket and is like, grabs a bottle of Sunny D and like drinks it with dinner.
I believe that J-Lo talked about her, when she talked about her bodega order, she was like, sugar juice. And I feel like that's basically Sunny D. Remember?
She's talking about like quarter waters.
Oh.
Yeah. Those little jar guys, you know, the little plastic guys. Yeah, yeah. That's what she's talking about.
Isn't that kind of similar?
Similar. And Sunny D is inherently an artificial drink. It is like Kool-Aid adjacent. It is not orange juice. Like Orange Gina is more of like a, resembles a sparkling orange juice. Sunny D is an orange drink. Now this is not that. It's vodka with real fruit juice, sparkling water, natural orange flavor, and other natural flavors. And this is the real kicker for those listening at home.
Mm-hmm.
Not orange.
It's clear.
I was shocked.
It's like a cloudy color.
Gray. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Smells good.
I mean, it's going to be good. It's Sunny D and vodka.
I think I'm glad it's not orange, because then I'd be like, oh, it's going to be like way too much sugar. Like, this is promising to me.
I also like that it's vodka. A lot of sort of seltzers and alcoholic, you know, these new wave of alcoholic beverages are like malt liquor. I like that this has actual vodka in it.
Me too. Like, this is, in a vacuum, this is like an ideal beverage to have.
I kind of like it.
A vodka seltzer with some Sunny D in it.
I haven't tried it, but like a lot of those seltzers, like the Trulies and the, you know, whatevers, those are sort of like malt beverages. This is vodka.
This sounds great.
I'm on board. I was a Sunny D kid. Were you a Sunny D kid?
Never.
No.
No.
No? Betty Jane's not getting you Sunny D?
No, we Tropicana. This is good. It's a little too like artificially sweet for me, but it's good. It almost tastes like a mimosa, kind of.
Not what I expected.
It reminds me of Gatorade Zero with vodka in it.
It reminds me of a vodka soda with like a tiny little Tropicana with the top spritzer spray of orange juice. Like a tiny splash of orange juice.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's not Sunny D-ish though.
I couldn't see myself really pounding these. I would be like, a few sips and I'm ready to move on.
Well, I had a few sips. Let's move on.
Let's get into our personal food news.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday evening, I ordered in dinner from my favorite neighborhood places, Villa Pizza.
Did that delivery guy ever come back?
No, that was from Westville, and Leandro and I have broken up.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's up with Leandro.
Have you found him online?
He ghosted me. I don't know.
Oh, no.
He just loved,
I'm sorry.
Loved that saying goodbye.
I'm sorry. I'll never ghost you, Juliet.
Thank you so much, Jacobs. I ordered in dinner from Villa Pizza. I ordered in white beans and escarole, add chicken cutlet. And it was,
wait, white bean chicken cutlet pizza?
No, it wasn't a pizza.
Oh, it was Villa Pizza. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I was like, we need to talk.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No. It was like, you know, stewed white beans.
There was no wine. The wine text, they wouldn't text you back. They would ghost you like Leandro. They'd be like, no, we don't have a wine pairing for that because that's not a pizza.
This was like beans and greens with a side of chicken cutlet.
Sounds great.
Ordered it in. It was kind of pricey, like, Villa Pizza's not cheap, and then you add like all the delivery fees. But I was just like, fuck it.
I'm a little worried about the bean sauce touching the cutlet and making it soggy.
It wasn't that bad. It came quickly. It's nearby. Okay. But the point of this story is that I had this. It was $30 for one dish, which is like really fucking expensive.
That's a lot. Yeah.
However, it was such a generous portion. Oh, it also came with two pieces of focaccia, which is totally unexpected. Mm. One being an onion focaccia.
It's always nice when you're trying to be like non-carb and healthy or whatever, and they throw it in there. It's like, well, I did my best. I'm eating the focaccia.
I stretched this out over three meals.
Is it focaccia?
Focaccia.
I always say focaccia.
I think it's focaccia, like trattoria.
Huh. I mean, that's how it's spelled.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Anyway, I stretched it out over three meals. And then I was like, $30 for three meals? Sure.
It's basically meal prepping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I meal prep.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you. It was good, including the third of three meals was having chicken cutlet for breakfast one day.
Whoa!
Because I had...
Whoa! What time?
Like 8:30.
With what?
Plain.
Just chicken cutlet for breakfast.
Warmed it up. I had been at the the Ryan Russillo podcast the night before where I had a can of wine.
Shout to Ryan Russillo.
One can.
You'll be done for 3 days.
I was so hungover.
Are you still okay? Are you back?
Barely.
Okay.
I was so hungover the next Sunny day D. that I was like, well, I have to have chicken cutlet
one
for breakfast.
One can of wine and you're having like struggle cutlet in the morning.
Yes.
Wow, Juliet. Exactly. You're just not the drinker you used to be, Juliet.
Not at all. It's embarrassing. I used to be able to like push them, like throw them back.
Just a party.
Stay out late.
Yeah, little Grantland anniversary party or something.
Oh my God.
Going hammers.
Prided myself being the last one there and the last one still drinking.
First and last one there. You're Scoot Henderson in the gym.
I had a lot of anxiety about being late, not being like the one who's having the most drinks with the fake Aaron Rodgers bartender. Anyway.
Might have been Aaron Rodgers now that I think back.
Struggle cutlet is a really good Jacobiism. I love that.
Yeah.
Nice one. Your turn.
Okay. I was driving yesterday on the highway.
Okay.
I was hungry. But
Weekday highway drive. Interesting.
Yeah, some things to do.
Okay.
The days I have rec league basketball games, I get really stressed out about eating at the right time and the right amount and the right thing because you don't want to be too hungry. You don't want to be too full. I had been sort of listening to a lot of BK, have it your way. And I was like, I want to try Burger King. I have not been to a Burger King in like 20 years. I have kids. We always go to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Burger King burgers being better than McDonald's.
The Whopper is very good.
I had a Whopper Junior because I'm healthy. Okay. That's a really health move
that
there.
That actually is a good order.
And one thing I love about the new fast food experiences is if you use the kiosk, you can customize your burger.
Yeah.
I'm like, extra pickles.
Nice.
Extra onion.
Yes.
I just like customizing it. BK, have it your way.
Absolutely.
Had it my way. And I will say, the very first bite, I was like, this is far superior to a McDonald's experience.
I agree.
Far superior.
I completely agree. Burger King.
It's not even close.
It was my college chain. It was very nearby and open 24 hours.
Not even close.
It's very good. And also like—
Not even close.
A lot of their ancillary products are good, like chicken fries. Those are good.
Yes. And I would really just, I am, as a McDonald's family, I was like, I think that Burger King is superior to McDonald's. And I've not thought that for like 40 years.
You know what else is superior? Burger King fries. They're much better. They got more taste.
I think both are sort of overrated.
I think the Burger King, I agree with
you. I didn't intend to tell this part of the story, but I had a little trouble at the kiosk because I'm not smart. And I ended up getting, I thought I was just getting a Junior Whopper, but I got the Junior Whopper meal. And I was trying to be healthy.
Great order.
So I took like five or six fries out and I left the fries just like near the trash can just in case someone wanted them.
Oh, that's nice.
And I tried the fries because I just wanted a few. They're fine, but like they're not better or worse than McDonald's. They're both kind of like way mid low. But the burger was great.
A big college order among me and my roommates was the Junior Whopper meal.
It's great.
It's a great order.
It's great. It's better than Shake Shack.
And also, I've like never really had a Shake Shack's burger.
Yeah, don't even bother. Go to BK.
Can't say.
BK, well, have it your way.
The veggie burger at Shake Shack's phenomenal. Have that. when you said BK before and I was like, have it your way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know when I hear that jingle, but it's so ingrained
in
my mind.
It's such a good jingle.
It's just like a response, BK, have your way. Like,
it's,
I can't
such
tell you
a good jingle.
When and where, but it's just like it I've been incepted.
Somewhere Pusha T and Justin Timberlake are so pissed.
Yeah.
They're like, we did the I'm loving it thing, and BK has just come over the top with Have It Your Way.
They
and
just came
they need to get back in the lab and diss Jim Jones and just like come out with it.
You're making me want to have a Happy Meal. Maybe I will.
No, a Whopper.
A Whopper. Excuse
come
me.
On.
Oh my God. I'm the worst. A Whopper. My
have
way.
A Junior Whopper your way.
Extra pickles is an excellent choice.
You're never going to regret it.
Yeah.
You know what else I did?
What?
Extra cheese. Why not?
Of course.
Extra slice of cheese. 50 cents. I have 50 cents.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's awesome. I was trying to order in from somewhere, and to order something extra was like absurdly expensive, and it made me think of you. But then I think,
oh,
I
did I tell
it.
You about the salad thing?
Yeah.
Where every item is an extra $2.50.
Yeah,
like, it could be like celery. It's like $2.50. I'm like, what?
It's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
I stopped ordering from that place.
All right. We're way over time. We have time for one listener food news.
Hi, Julie and Jacoby. Is Katie, longtime listener, first time caller. I love your buddy cop energy. So was super glad. Longtime listener of Bachelor Party. So glad you have started your own food news podcast. I actually listened to you for the first time on the way to the Miami Grand Prix last year on the drive to Miami. So
cool.
Checking a lot of Juliet interest boxes.
My question is for Jacoby, but also Juliet.
Nice.
Because you're a big food app guy. Is there a birthday freebie that you really look forward to every year? Thanks so much. Looking forward to keep listening. Thank you.
That's a great question.
That is a great question. I don't put my birthday in.
Why?
Too much information. I don't want to be tracked.
Okay.
And I don't like, I'm a like a non-birthday celebrator spreader person, and I don't put my birthday in. I'm trying to think, I don't get a lot of app-related birthday communications. And I let Katie down. I feel like I've let Katie down.
I think you have as well.
I'm so sorry, Katie.
My love of free stuff trumps basically anything else in my life. Like, it's I love free food more than I'm, like, afraid of anything. Or, like, I, you know, dislike things. And so I put my birthday in to get the free stuff all the time. Today, in fact, I signed up for the Just Salad app. I thought of you then as well, Jacoby.
Really?
But the best freebie that I can think of, I do love some free stuff. For me, it's really more Blue Mercury, the makeup store. That's the best free stuff I can think of.
I'm looking at my Starbucks app because I never use the stars. I have 1,820 stars. I just never use them.
Jacoby, use them. All right, final note from this podcast. And then
bananas.
We're going. Bananas responded.
Oh, great.
I texted him, did Giannis send you candy? ? Do you think 2 implies urgency or like playfulness?
Mistake.
Well, for me, it's both.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, I think he did. It's under the pile of unopened packages.
Okay, good for Bananas.
So he's in.
Bananas would be pissed if Wes Bergman got Antetokounmpo candy and he did not.
I agree.
Bananas the goat. Big shout to Bananas.
The real goat, Giannis. Great guy. Thanks to Mike Wargon for producing this podcast. We'll be back next week.